producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. At the beginning of the show, I took stock of what's going on. And now we've gotten word that the first Ebola patient in Dallas, the first identified Ebola patient in the United States, has died. It's not going to take too many people dying if it starts to spread out around the U.S., for people to start to get a little apprehensive. And coming from Genesis Communications partner, Prepper and Shooter Magazine, they've got an article out, very timely article, about Ebola. Oh, look at that, and it's even playing music on me. Anyway, joining me from Prepper and Shooter Magazine is Vincent De Niro. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. So you wrote a very distressing article because I'm a dog lover. Let's talk about what you found out about Ebola. It's not just about having some guy that just flew in from West Africa being the disease vector, is it?
No. You know, this whole thing with Ebola has, you know, it's pretty much shaken up the preparedness world, of course. This is just one pathogen that survivalists and preppers have been, you know, monitoring over the years. And, you know, some of us felt that it was only a matter of time that it would come to the United States. How it would come, you know, there was a million different ways people thought of how Ebola would get here. And then, of course, after this incident with Mr. Duncan, you know, our staff and I had been, you know, watching, you know, daily, really hourly, searching different news sites and so forth, and getting emails from different medical professionals about Ebola. And it was really about, you know, it was a day and a half ago, the afternoon of Tuesday, that I said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and write something about Ebola, what I knew about Ebola in the past, what we're learning, and one of the things that got me a little bit motivated to do so, as we talked about on your show previously when I was on a couple weeks ago, I had been a deputy sheriff back in the early and mid 1990s, and having biological, you know, training, you know, against how to mitigate against pathogens when you come in contact with prisoners and so forth, you know, was something that was always on my mind back then because of AIDS and hepatitis. And I worked on patrol, and I also worked in a large county jail, and we did have half of one floor was a medical ward for the prisoners. So, you know, when I saw that a couple of deputies were sent under court order to go into the relative's apartment of Mr. Duncan, and I heard that they just went in with their uniform, they didn't put any protective gear on, that kind of got me motivated to write an article. And and as the article progressed, we started looking at different ways that the pathogen could, you know, possibly spread.
Some of the ways are, I'm a big dog lover, and but Your article is exactly true. Dogs have this, dogs have a couple of disgusting habits. If you can keep them from doing it, great, but, you're not watching them all the time. Dogs can carry the disease, they can catch it, and they can spread it because, you know, depending on where you live, what happened? Well, I mean, you tell it.
In looking at what happened, the one thing I was concerned, I said, how can they send, deputy sheriff into this, into this apartment? Obviously, the deputies knew what had happened. They knew what the court order was about. It was about keeping the family under quarantine so they wouldn't leave the apartment. And, all police officers get a certain amount of training that has to do with hazardous material, hazardous waste, so forth, coming into contact with people that are diseased. And, it just really bothered me, that these deputies just walked in. I mean, the first thing they should have did, every sheriff's department that I know of has a hazmat unit. They could have easily said, well, if I have to execute this court order, I'd like someone, the hazmat unit, to come down, and either they execute it or they give us the equipment, at least throw on a Tyvek suit to go in. For whatever reason, they had to go in to, see where this family was or to speak with them and so forth. And that wasn't, that wasn't done. And then looking at the video of where Mr. Thomas threw up in front of the apartment, and the maintenance workers are just spraying it all over the apartment or all over the sidewalk. And, reportedly it went down a sewer. So they spread, this, Ebola infected vomit all over the sidewalk and down the sewer. And then also, you probably saw the other reports which showed the Red Cross delivering packages to the family, food and other supplies so they could stay in their apartment and not have to leave. And the two Red Cross workers, one had short sleeves on, the other one had his sleeves rolled up, he's wearing a pair of shorts, and he's handing things through the doorway to Mr. Duncan's family. And the one thing I said in the article, hey, if the Red Cross doesn't know how to treat a biological pathogen incident, they don't know how to send their workers out, we're in a lot of trouble here. So looking at the different ways Ebola could spread, we had found out from our research that the Ebola virus will live on dried bodily fluids for several hours. So we know if they're wet bodily fluids or have moisture, it's safe to assume that that virus can live along, probably a lot longer. The AIDS virus, from what I understand, could even live in rubbing alcohol for a very long time. It won't kill it. So some viruses are very very resistant to an environment. It doesn't have, a lot of them don't have to have a host to survive. And in looking at it, there are reports about dogs, of course, in Liberia eating corpses. Now, of course, we don't have that happening here, but dogs will eat vomit. If you're a dog lover and you had a dog for any amount of time, if you've ever seen that, dogs will do that. Dogs will chew and eat a lot of stuff, and dogs do carry Ebola. And can you imagine if the dog, either any dogs came in contact with that vomit before the maintenance workers came and cleaned it up, and now they're running through the Dallas area as a carrier of Ebola. Also, we mentioned about apartments. Now, apartments in Texas.
Before you get into apartments in Texas, we're coming up on a break, so we'll get into apartments when we get back. PrepperAndShooterMagazine.com at Genesis Communications Network. I think there's still a link up there. Go check them out. Find them at Barnes & Noble and a whole host of other places. Barnes & Noble is where I find mine. Coming up next, we're going to talk about how it's going to spread and what to watch out for. We'll be right back with my guest, Vincent De Niro, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour from Prepper and Shooter Magazine is Vincent De Niro. Vincent, before you start talking about apartments, I've been asked to tell you from Jimmy in New Mexico that your magazine kicks the fourth point of contact. Vincent? Did Vincent step away? have no Vincent. Maybe he stepped away from the phone. We're going to put him back on hold. Are you back now? Nope. Okay. Can you get to him while I've got him on hold there, dude? Okay, thank you. Let me know when he comes back to the phone. The disease vectors for this, the other part that he was going to talk about as far as apartment complexes is apartments. Now, one thing that every apartment complex has in common with everybody, you'll probably hear it again from him if we get him back, is that no matter how small or large it is, okay, he's gone altogether. No matter how large or small it is, if you live in an apartment, no matter how clean it is, in Dallas, you're probably going to have roaches, and roaches are a disease vector. Cockroaches will eat soap, glue, book bindings, dead skin, cardboard, bodily fluid, residue, feces left in a diaper, other bugs, and even a smudge of toothpaste left on the sink. No matter what you leave, they will consume it. Okay, now we've got him coming back. Is that what we got? Okay. All right, now we have Vincent back. Okay, Vincent, I've gone through the point of what cockroaches will consume for you to pick it up. I've gotten to that point so far in your absence.
Sure. Okay. Going back real quick to the dogs. When we put the story out, right before we were going to release it, the report came out about the nurse in Spain who contracted Ebola somehow, even though she was in her NBC suit when she was treating an Ebola victim in Madrid. But the officials contacted her and her husband and asked that her dog be destroyed because they felt that she may have passed the Ebola to her dog. So I did want to mention that. So it was pretty much coming out not just from Africa, but from other countries. Medical officials are treating this very seriously about the dog transmissions of Ebola. But going to cockroaches, since you went ahead and covered what roaches will eat, which is just about anything, in Dallas, I lived in Dallas for a time in Texas. And I think it's the same in Florida and some southern states where it doesn't matter how clean you are. If you're in an apartment complex, there are roaches there in the apartment complex. And roaches are also a carrier of Ebola, according to the Liberian medical officials. And if you look at the different diseases that cockroaches can carry, there are many. There are at least 30 bacteria-based diseases such as typhoid, E. coli, polio, pneumonia, cholera, salmonella, staph, and many others. And they also carry parasites, hookworm, pinworm, whipworm, and other microbes. So they are carriers of disease. And like I said, the Liberian officials are saying that roaches do carry Ebola. And if you know anything about bats or ever saw a documentary about bats in caves, when you walk into a cave, there's always bat droppings on the cave floor. And there's also millions of cockroaches. And so you could see how some of the roaches in Africa, at least, may be getting Ebola, at least out in the wilderness, because bats are one of the number one carriers of Ebola. So looking at that and knowing that, you know, most apartment complexes in the South, especially Texas, Florida, have very aggressive pest control programs against cockroaches, and knowing that cockroaches travel through walls and walls separate apartments, it's not too hard to believe that, you know, possibly if a roach eats infected material, with Ebola, and then they multiply and travel, that roaches could possibly spread Ebola in apartment complexes. And one thing to also another historic event that happened regarding cockroaches is that cockroaches were blamed for the epidemic of hepatitis A, which was spread in the late 1950s in apartment complexes in Los Angeles. So it's not like this has not occurred in an apartment complex with roaches being a vector or a vessel for other disease.
Yeah, that's a big issue, isn't it? There's always an extermination plan. If there were no apartment buildings, Exterminx would not be in business. And it's always an ongoing fight, isn't it? It's never a fight they win with cockroaches.
It seems to be. I mean, it's, you know, when I lived in Texas, you know, basically, you know, what people told me was, listen, it doesn't matter how clean you are, they're going to be there. The only thing you could hope to do is that you can use a pest control program to the extent that you won't see them. But, you know, at nighttime, they're probably coming out anyways, maybe not as many, and you're keeping it down to a minimum. But as far as eliminating them, it's impossible. It's really impossible.
So. Them and Keith Richards.
Yeah, there you go. He'll never be eliminated. I think even if he was doing substances from Terminex, I think he would still be alive. I don't think it would.
He might be able to smoke Ebola. Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe we need to get his blood to make the serum. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Coming up on the next break, Prepper and Shooter Magazine. You can find them at PrepperandShooterMagazine.com. You can find them on the newsstand at Barnes & Noble and a whole host of other places. Which I had up in front of me, and I don't have it in front of me. But you will get it again. Before we go to the break, when I lost you, I was trying to tell you that Jimmy in New Mexico wanted you to know that your magazine kicks the fourth point of contact.
I'm sorry? It what?
Kicks the fourth point of contact.
It kicks the fourth point of contact.
Yes, the glutamus maximus.
Oh,
I'm just trying to remain family friendly here, you know. I'm just trying to. No telling who might be listening later.
That one right over my head. But
very sorry.
Very much.
You hang on.
Much.
You hang on. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to Vincent De Niro from Prepper and Shooter Magazine about what he's discovered about the other things you need to be on the lookout for concerning Ebola here in the United States. Vincent, we just have one disease vector left, don't we?
Yes, we do, and the one we all hate across the United States, which are mosquitoes. Mosquitoes carry many different diseases, viruses, and so forth. You know, some of the common ones, and here we're going back to dogs again. You know, heartworm. Dogs get heartworm from mosquitoes. That's a virus. West Nile virus. Humans get that from mosquitoes. And the Liberian officials and medical officials in West Africa have stated that that mosquitoes will carry Ebola. And if that's true, now we're getting into something extremely scary and serious. And like I wrote in the article, you know, have you ever smacked a mosquito on a table or on your arm and you know that it didn't bite you because you didn't feel it, or it just landed on you and you get, you know, there's a drop of blood there, and in that blood, that mosquito just consumed blood from another host, whether it was another person, you know, outside with you or as an animal and so forth, and the viruses will live in the mosquito. So if this is true, and that Ebola can be spread through mosquitoes, we're in deep trouble. Because now, I mean, can you imagine a summertime in the deep south, where it's humid out and there's a, you know, millions of mosquitoes flying in the air. The other thing is look at bats, and I did mention this in the article, I just thought of it now. You know, bats are always good to have. If you have property, you live out in the country, especially if you have, ponds, bats will consume hundreds of thousands of insects, you know, in one feeding, flying around. Right. They like to eat mosquitoes. So, you know, that's another thing. And mosquitoes bite bats. That's another thing to think of. So, you know, you could see where these, you know, the transmission of this disease could spread pretty quick. And, you know, there's looking at, you know, I just heard this morning on a news report, that there are at least 120 people coming in from Ebola-stricken countries every day into the United States. Now, we're supposed to be starting some program where their temperature's taken and so forth, but I don't, you know, if all this is true, and I pray that next month it dies off. We hear that this deputy that just went to the hospital yesterday, I pray for the guy, hope that he's okay, and he just has another case of a different kind of flu or illness, and it's not Ebola. But if this breaks out all over, how can we continue to allow people just to waltz in here from these countries? You know, this is just insane.
If, now I don't know how far your research went into this, but maybe it did. And if you didn't, well, maybe that'll be another topic to talk about if it doesn't go away. If somebody around, I mean, now we need to start taking precautions and looking at everything, no matter where we're at, right? In the short term, just to make sure, just to, you know, that ounce of preparedness. So if we see vomit, do we need to be pulling out the bleach? I mean, will that kill it?
It seems that bleach is one of the solutions that's used. I know that there's a few other solutions that have been made by different companies that deal in biological cleanup and so forth. Bleach seems to be the strongest, but like I said, I'm not sure. I had heard 20 years ago that the AIDS virus can survive in, you know, rubbing alcohol for a time. So, you know, I really can't say. I think bleach, definitely full strength bleach, will kill just about anything, and that's definitely something to have on hand. But you know, the thing is, when you're thinking about, you look at the different airports, we're international airports. You have international airports, of course, in New York, D.C., Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, out on the West Coast, there's several, Dallas. You know, the one thing to think of is, you know, even if you live in a small town, let's say you live in a small town of, you know, 1,500 people, and let's say, you know, you live outside Dallas somewhere, say 100, 200 miles outside of Dallas, and somebody flies in, and let's say they were supposed to fly from D.C. to L.A. or something like that. Let's say they flew into Dallas because, you know, hey, the flights were canceled, and the guy that flies in who has Ebola decides, well, I'm going to rent a car, and I'm going to drive to L.A. I don't want to wait for another plane, whatever. Or he's driving to Phoenix, Arizona, wherever he's going. So he drives. And along the way, you know, you got hundreds of miles you're going to be driving. You're going to stop to do what? Use the bathroom, you know, stop at a restaurant, use the bathroom, eat, so forth. You know, well, I'm not trying to panic anybody, but let's just look at this from a realistic standpoint. Let's say somebody has the disease and they stop at a fast food restaurant. They use the toilet, okay? They use the toilet, they leave the bathroom, and then 2 hours later, you and your kids go, you know, you're in this little town, 1,200 people, you know, a highway goes through your town, you're thinking, hey, nothing can happen here. You send your kids to the bathroom, they use the bathroom, and here there's live Ebola virus on the toilet. You know, I don't know. What are you supposed to do? Do you carry around bleach and bleach everything? Do you not go out to eat? I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm praying that nothing happens, and in a few weeks this blows over and somehow it gets contained, and there's also some people holding out hope that because the standards are a little better in the United States, maybe it won't spread. But, you know, looking at this vector issue, you know, dogs, mosquitoes, and cockroaches, you know, you can be the cleanest person in the world, and it can still spread. So I don't have any answers. I think, like I said, a lot of people in the preparedness community are just sitting back waiting to see what happens in Dallas. And yesterday was not good news with a deputy going to the hospital.
Well, and was this one of the deputies that actually went in there without wearing any sort of suit?
That's correct. He went in there, and he was, I saw a report from 2 or 3 days ago. It might have been on Friday or Saturday that the deputies were voicing, you know, they were upset that they were ordered to go in and execute either this court order or this, which I believe was a court order. They had to make sure they were complying with it, so they were sent into the apartment. But like I said, the police out there, and coming from a former police officer, you police out there, you have to really watch what you're doing, and it's hard, because anytime I've been in, I don't even know how many altercations during arrests and so forth. Domestic violence is very dangerous for a police officer, because you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, there's times we went to we responded to domestic violence because the husband beat up the wife, and then the husband's swinging at us, so we're trying to subdue the husband and arrest him, and then the wife starts beating on us because she thinks we're hurting her husband. So you cannot, as a police officer, get in any kind of altercation without exchanging body fluid. It's impossible. You're going to get scratched up. You're going to get mucus on you. You're going to get sweat on you. And that's the other thing, sweat. The World Health Organization and medical officials are saying, yeah, you can get it through sweat. I mean, you shake someone's hand, their hands are sweaty. And now you rub your nose, you touch your eyes, you forget. You know, what about trade shows? I've done tons of trade shows over the years. You're in contact with people from all over the world that are walking around. You'll shake hands with, 50 people in a day. What do? Do you keep spraying your hands off? Do you have a big bucket of isopropyl alcohol and you dunk it in afterward? This is going to change things in this country if this thing spreads. But it's going back to the police.
We're coming up on the break. When we get back, let's talk about your survival kit that you prescribe in the magazine. We'll be right back. Last time, giving it back to GCN on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Boot Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Talking to Vincent De Niro from Prepper and Shooter Magazine, on the same website where you can find the article about the disease vectors. He also has a very good article about your survival kit. So real quick, can we go down some of these items, and do you have a place to send people to try to find these things?
We have an article that we ran that came from another website, and I'll pull that up really quick. But it's pretty much you want to have items in your bug out kit similar to what we had in our first issue, as far as covering. And mitigating against different disasters. One is, biological and chemical. We had always said that, there were some people that were in a preparedness that said, oh, why do I need an NBC suit? Why do I have to carry a gas mask? That's too extreme. I don't want to have it. And one of the examples I gave was, what if you're stuck on a highway, pinned down in traffic, and, there's a chemical spill. Something spills out of a semi a quarter mile up the road, though, and you're downwind from it. You need to be able to throw on a suit with a mask, and a suit is basically just a barrier. It's an outer skin to keep things off of your body. So I would highly recommend that people buy, it's commonly the one brand Tyvek, but there's a lot of different companies out there. Get a one-piece zip-up NBC-type suit. Something thin that can go over your clothes. You can get into it really quickly with a hood and rubber gloves, and duct tape is always good because you want to duct tape the sleeve to your glove so that the barrier is complete. And also with your shoes, you want to have the suit to have the little booties or the slip in covers for your feet as well. You want to have a good mask. There's no excuse for people to say, well, I don't want to buy a gas mask. You can get an inexpensive NBC mask that either came from Eastern Europe, or a mask that has accepts a NATO filter, a screw-on filter. You can get those for less than $20, although I have seen that sales of these items have went up over 143,000% on Amazon, and there's probably going to be some companies gouging, or companies are going to have to raise their price because their overseas suppliers are seeing the demand and they're going to raise their prices. So
right.
Time to get this stuff is now, because if in a week we start hearing that Duncan's family has Ebola and this deputy has Ebola and others have Ebola, you will not be able to get this stuff. It will be gone. It will be absolutely gone.
Now, when you're talking about suits and masks, are the suits reusable if you wear it and chuck it off?
They are. The one thing you always want to watch for is that they don't get compromised. In other words, if you put them in your bug out kit or bug out backpack, you want to make sure you don't put them, you know, right next to, say, your mess kit, with forks and knives sticking out so that they can get punctured. So you want to kind of keep them separate in a separate pouch or, area. You can reuse them, and, you know, using one that has been used a few times better not than, you know, having, you know, not using one at all. So, yeah, I would say they're definitely reusable. But the thing is, there's a whole protocol. You have to know how to use this stuff. And I always say this, and of course, you know, you're a gun guy and a gun instructor as I am. You know, you don't just go buy a gun in a box of ammo and leave it in a drawer and think you're going to be able to use it. You have to practice with it. You have to understand how to use the equipment. And that's the same. You put on your Tyvek suit and then, you know, you leave, you know, you walk home after an event, you get in your house. You can't just go in your house. You have to have some kind of decontamination solution to spray on you before you take it off. And preferably you do it somewhere outside. You do it somewhere away. Now, if you think you've got that suit exposed to something, you should just throw it away. I mean, they are reusing them in West Africa. They're trying to decontaminate and reuse them because they're short on supply. But, you know, you have to make that determination, you know, because you can reinfect yourself, or you can infect yourself with a suit that was previously used. You might have been fine after you sprayed it off, got out of it, got into your shelter or into your house, but then you go outside, put it on again, you can infect yourself. So you have to know what the protocol is to try to make sure that, you know, you get the pathogens off or, you know, kill them as best you can.
Yeah, because the virus, as we know, is not, so far, we know it's supposedly not airborne. Do you need to order a mask with multiple filters?
Well, that's not entirely correct.
Okay.
That's what the CDC has been saying. However, the report came out to the World Health Organization that it definitely can be spread through sneezing. And that only makes sense. And in the article that I wrote, I said, if you ever want to see where your vapors are coming out of your mouth, light up a cigar, preferably a good cigar, and fill your mouth with smoke and just talk and watch where the smoke goes in the room. Your vapor trail will go somewhere in a similar pattern. So, you know, you have microscopic, you know, moisture in your breath and as you're talking. So I guess it's possible for that, but for sure, sneezing, coughing, any of that stuff, if you can get other viruses or other bacteria through coughing, sneezing, being in the same room with someone, you know, obviously the health officials, you know, they have said, oh yeah, don't worry about it. You know, you can only get it certain ways. But when they come into contact with someone, you know, with, Ebola, you know, they look like they're an astronaut with all the equipment they have on. So, you know, that's one thing, you know, to keep in mind. But that's really what your suits are for. If you're going to shelter in place, well, that's, you know, probably the best thing to do, but it all depends on how bad this gets. You know, I'm praying that it dies off and maybe it won't spread. But there's certainly things to look at and everybody, every survivalist or prepper is watching the news by the hour to find out the reports, as to the condition of these people that, Thomas Duncan came into contact with.
If you have a suit that you believe has been contaminated, is it time to get out the charcoal lighter and have yourself a little fire? Is that how you dispose of something like that?
Well, you know, I suppose that you could burn it, you know, and that would take care of it. You know, does Ebola have similar properties to, you know, it's a virus. Does it have similar properties to, say, poison ivy, which you should never burn because it can get into your lungs? I don't think so. So I think, yeah, probably burning it, you know, would be the way to go, because you probably wouldn't want to waste all your decontamination solution, you know, soaking, you know, a suit in it that you're going to throw out because you're going to need that for something else.
Right.
So, yeah. So, but there's a lot of information on the internet. We have information on our site, but there's plenty of places to get information as far as the Army manuals are very good as well, to find out, you know, different protocol and just start reading. But, like I said, you know, we might hear something. If the news isn't good in the next week, you're not going to be able to find, you know, an MVC suit anywhere. So the time to get them is like after you listen to your show. Like, get on the phone. Oh, by the way, I love your music selection. Was that your choice? The Hollies, Long Cool Woman.
Yes,
Black.
Yes, yes.
Okay, you're showing your age.
Yes, I am, and that's okay because
very
good
choice of music.
Thank you. To get all the latest news on what's going on with this, check out Prepper and Shooter magazine, or like Vincent says, keep your eyes peeled, watch the internet, go get the stuff now. I may go try to find the old NVC suits. I'm pretty sure that would protect me from Ebola, and I'd lose some weight. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
All right.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Very good words of wisdom. Pay attention to what's going on. And pay judicious attention to it, because there is talk out there, and they just popped it up, the ninjas have found it in the chat room. There is talk out there that this could be false flag. So we'll see. We'll see. Sort of would explain why they're not restricting air travel coming from Ebola hotspots, wouldn't it? So, in addition to getting the suits, which I wholeheartedly advise you to do, lube up your weapons with some frog lube. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.